Hello, GWA. So, I've been posting a lot more lately, and I really don't know why that is, but as a result, someone asked me to do the Proust questionnaire. And Proust, I don't know. I can't remember how to pronounce it. Sorry. So I listened to Bond Girls. Proust questionnaire to get the questions because I didn't know where to get them from, and now I'm a little nervous to do this because her answers were a lot like mine probably will be. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think that's kind of the nature of some of the women that post here. But whatever, I'll get into that in a second. Alright, so number one. What is your gender and sexual orientation? So I'm female and heterosexual. I do audios about engaging with women, and just did one actually with Playful. But I don't know that it's something that I actively seek out. I don't know. It's just kind of a thing with me, a curiosity maybe. Let's see. Number two, what gets you turned on? So for me, it really depends. It's such a shitty answer, but it's true. It depends on what I need at that time. So, I like a fairly dominant man, but one that is, what's the word I'm looking for? So, caring or tender, not just tremendously into pain. I don't know. I knew that I tended to be more submissive than dominant, but I didn't like the whole dom-sub dynamic in the way that I understood it, which was that the dom administered pain and the sub just took it, and that was not something I was interested in. So I don't know. A man who knows what he wants and knows how to get it and is not afraid of that turns me on most days. Number three, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I don't know, needy? It's the only word I can think of right now. I'm very much into being protected, cared for, that kind of thing. Submissive in the sense that I like to give to my partner more than receive. My focus is usually on them and what they want or need. So, number four, what is your favorite sexual act? People that know me fairly well are not going to be surprised by this answer, but I'm very much into giving oral sex, fellatio, whatever you want to call it. I hate calling it giving head. Like, I hate it. But the act I like, and I think it's because it gives me just the tiniest bit of control. And that's all the control I need in the entire situation. So, knowing that I can please my man in that way, makes it all worth it for me, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Number five, what qualities in a lover are most effective in seducing you? I think the most seductive things in a man to me are a sense of humor, a self-confidence, and not annoying pride, but he's confident in his abilities and who he is. And someone that pays attention to what moves me or gets in my head, it's no fun to be with someone that just thinks you're really hot. You know what I'm saying? That's great. I'm happy that you're turned on by me or whatever, but if you don't know me, if you don't know what gets to me, then you're no different than any other guy that ever was turned on by my ass or something. I need that familiarity, I guess. Number six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Sometimes good sex is great. That's great. I've had good sex with a few people, I guess. But a good encounter is an entirely different thing. So there's way more involved there. There's the seduction, there's the actual act, the aftermath. There's just a lot going on. And I think for me, there has to be a pretty intense emotional level there for it to be a good encounter. I don't know. Anybody can be good in bed. It just takes practice. But to really engage your partner and get to the heart of what's going on there is takes something a little more. Is that vague enough for you? I don't know. Number seven, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? It depends on who I'm with. To me, feeling sexy is knowing that the person I'm with is into me or aroused by what I'm doing or wearing or whatever. Most of the time, if it's just up to me, then black is probably my favorite color. Black is my favorite color to wear, period. I'm not goth, but I do wear black a lot. But in terms of sexiness, yeah, black. Black thigh highs, black panties, black bra, all those kinds of things. How do you prepare yourself? Again, it depends. I agree with Bond Girl here in that it's something that you have to give yourself a lot of time for. I like to make sure that, I've bathed extensively, and that's, you shower every morning and wash everywhere and shave and all that stuff, but there's just something different about preparation for that kind of thing. So maybe a hot bath, maybe some special cream, for your legs and arms and whatever. And I wear perfume occasionally. It depends on my mood. So if I'm trying to be all vixen or whatever, then I'll wear something a little heavier, like Eternity or something. And if I'm in sort of a shy, girly mood, then I might wear something a little lighter. Like I have a jasmine cologne that I just really love. That's my go-to. I don't know. I might straighten my hair as opposed to wearing it curly because it's softer and more touchable. A little bit of makeup, but I don't really get all done up. Like, that's not really me. 8. What fictional character turns you on the most? There was a movie a few years ago called August Rush, and the guy, the main character, I think Jonathan Rhys Meyers was the actor that played him, but he was the father of the boy that was the main character, and I was madly in love with that guy. There was just something sort of enigmatic about him, and he was artsy and a musician and blah, blah, blah. He was just ridiculously sexy. 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? Oh, boy. So, it's a tough thing when the people that should, or the people, the person who should turn you on doesn't. And, you sort of find someone that does, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Yeah. I think he knows who he is. And we'll leave it at that. 10, what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I do not like being called a slut or a whore. I have this mental block with that. It's not an immediate turn off, but it definitely breaks my focus. So what do I like to be called? Anything endearing. A lot of us right now are sort of into the whole daddy dom little girl thing. Not in an incestuous way, but it's a more tender dom. So I like to be called angel, sweetheart, princess. Some more than others. Little one, baby girl. Sometimes just baby is enough for me. One of those is definitely more than the rest, but yeah. Let's see. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? That's difficult. I think, really, the ability to know what my partner wants without them having to say. I think most partners are pretty open in the sense that they'll just say, oh, hey, I want you to do this, or baby, can you do this, or whatever. But it's a pretty heady experience when you just know what to do and you do it and they're like blown away. And so I love that. Love it. 12, how did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? So really, I'm a writer more than a recorder. And, I was writing a lot of erotica, and was trying to post it on Literotica, and they were being buttheads and wouldn't post it because of formatting issues. Like, they want to format like a magazine, and I'm like, you're an internet website. Can we please get off our high horse? But whatever. So in the course of all that, I ran into Spurious. And he really liked something that I had written. I had sent it to him to look at, to see what he thought, and he really liked it and wanted to record it. And so he did, and I was just freaking over the moon. It was fantastic. And we wanted to post it, but Literotica would not let him post it under his username because he didn't write it, and would not let me post it under my username because I didn't record it. So I was so bummed out, and he's like, you know what, you need to go over to Reddit, and we can post it on Gone Wild Audio and put it up on SoundCloud and whatever. And so my first post on GWA was actually a recording that Spurious did of a story that I wrote. And that got me started. And then I posted a couple audio tracks over on Literotica, and he was encouraging me to bring him over to GWA. So that's what happened. We were good friends for a long time, and I miss him terribly. 13. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Oh, God. Okay. Let's see. You know, I have this whole menage a trois hang up right now. I don't know if that's really two girls and a guy versus two guys and a girl. I like the whole two guys and a girl thing. And it edges sometimes into that whole gangbang thing. I don't know why. It is not something I would ever do, but it's definitely in the back of my mind in terms of, you know, fantasies when I'm trying to get off. So 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? So I had a situation when I was young. I think I was 18 or 19. I was dating a guy that was twice my age, and I was completely over the moon infatuated with this guy, and he was really big into exhibitionism, I guess, is what you, I guess you would call it that. And so he had a friend that he wanted to come over and watch us have sex once, and so he did. He came over, and so, you know, he was watching us, he was, you know, stroking himself and whatever, and I just could not finish. I don't know if it was just too much pressure or whatever. I could not finish. So my boyfriend at the time sort of backed away, and the other guy was like, you're not doing it right. Let me show you. And let's just say he closed the deal. So that was probably the kinkiest, just in terms of, you know, I guess that was kind of a threesome, but not really, because my boyfriend was having none of that. He was kind of pissed when it was over, but it was his idea. What do you want from me? 15. What's your favorite part of your body and why? My favorite part has always been my eyes, only because they tend to be very expressive. When I'm angry, they turn gray. Otherwise, they're blue. And Yeah. But recently, I think I've kind of developed an appreciation for my ass. Don't know why, but I have. I don't know. I really don't know. I just have. So I've gotten to where I'm buying a hell of a lot of panties. Just thoroughly enjoying that. So I don't know. I guess that's it. And that's all the questions. So there you go. You asked, and now you have to listen to me for 20 minutes. Sorry. It's been real, guys. Bye.